Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Rechayva Savovis continues to explain the difference between someone who has a amazing profession that makes a lot of money, but still he can't have bitachon in himself as much as someone who has bitachon in Hashem. And he says because of Bala Kamiya, somebody who has a very good profession that gives him money. You have people that are mutzlach, are big ashirim, but it doesn't help them. There are sicknesses in the world that don't let a person enjoy it. Someone who a neighbor close by, he's a very successful lawyer, and he was doing very well. He just redid his house, and stunning two floors with a porch. Everything was stunning. Everyone is looking like, wow, we must be so happy. Everything's so good. And he came over to ask to daven. They found them, the machla and his wife. She's under such pain. You would see them, you would never guess. They look wonderful, beautiful, special. Every time you meet the couple, they always smile. You never guess in 100 years what's going on. The amount of pain that they have, the amount of sar that people go through that no one even knows. And all the money in the world can't help you with different things. It doesn't help. As there's certain chulim and madvin, even if you have a great job, but still, life has its ups and downs. That he should get kapara savoynes, oil derech tmura. He should get schar. Kamashikos of yofenor begia bochum koshul yikashelu v'makovay Hashem yachlifu koyach v'makizoyes v'shoyin tishabenu v'tzameach sadikim Hashem. As the health of a person, the well-being of a person, there are many aches and pains and choliyim, even if it's not life-threatening. Hashem kinu b'yteach v'Hashem is given tremendous koyach, kovoy Hashem yachlifu koyach. The children of the Yashiv said when they grew up, they were always scared that they would be a Yisayman, because the chief doctor in Yerushalayim told them that Reb Liashiv's body is so weak, his heart is so weak, there's no chance he's going to live for a long time. As they were always nervous for him, and there were times when he mamish pushed himself and he was white. They said that a maisa Reb Liashiv lived to over 100, and he had nifladikikoiches for a weak body, the amount he pushed himself, and he learned. Because kovoy Hashem yachlifu koyach, when you put your bitachon in Hashem, gives you tremendous koyches to be lamayla minateva. And he was able to be matzliach and accomplish things that no people who have much more koyach weren't able to be accomplished. Because that's when you put your bitachon in Hashem, kovoy Hashem yachlifu koyach, it gives you koyach. There are situations where kesef and zav don't help a person. The example in Yecheskel, by the Zman HaChorban, there are people that are shirim of flogim, but at a time of war, the kesef doesn't help. Like you have in Ukraine, there are people that are multi-millionaires, but the kesef didn't help them to have what they needed. And also, other situations could come up where a person's kesef and zav won't help him. Even a matzav of rav, Hashem will help him. People, even successful business people, they worry from other people. There are places it's not safe for them to be. And sometimes because they're very successful, and people that go to places in South America and they were kidnapped because they have money. Yep. And Levach Le'aleinu, you have children that are kidnapped because their parents have money, because they live with a pacha. They're people who are gvirim, that have security around them all the time because they're scared of ganavim and other things. People are going to kidnap them. Wherever he goes with a security that he knows Hashem is watching him. That even though somebody has a good parnasa, a good job, it helps them in this world, but it only helps them in this world. It doesn't help them in the next world. When you go to the next world, your gold card, your credit card, they don't accept it in Shamayim. It doesn't get you into the nice hotels and the nice places there. However, a person who has bitachon, the schus of the bitachon, gets him very, very far in Shamayim. And we know this world is kitzel yov, me'emes, it's just for a limited time. The next world is the netzach nitzachim. Boy, the hanas, the tanugim, the toiv of the next world is so much on a different level. Is how tremendous is the difference in what a Baal Bitachon has than for someone who has a good parnosa. Ashiri sabalak meim yivodeim yonut yasibus moisem neshamashu mishtadol hepechan hogas ha'olam malik kol yishul mishim yashin yudeh lal mesoida v'terech b'ashem sheyivod v'betchoyne yigadol b'in abiyas yichabdu v'nei yadam v'sbarku b'kirva asabir yasoy going with the connoisseur of Litkas of Pam, Anjim, Koim, like Sadik, Yisrael, Oilam. When someone is a big Baal Bitachin, as he's Godel Behini Abri, as he Chabdu Bnei Adam, void he's making on the ear. Sadik, Yisrael, Oilam, Kinyan, Light, Batsoya. As we learned, even if you have a good Parnasa, even if you have a good job, that it seems like you're set for life. But a Baal Bitachon has much more Bitachon than this person. And this is a big lesson in life because many people feel very comfortable. And it can cause us many times to forget Hashem and to not put our Bitachon in Hashem. And it's very important, whatever we do, whatever Parnasa we have, to know that the real force and the real thing that we have to be Baiteachin is Rak Hashem. Yeah. For us, with the story with the Rizka Rav, when he got married, he was given as a nun a street in a city. He was very well off and very comfortable. And then there was a war, and he lost the street in the city. As he was very, very shaken up by it. So what did he do? He sat down and he learned Sharchoy v'salvavis in Bitachin. What do you do when you need chizik in Bitachin? You learn Choy v'salvavis shar Bitachin. As even the Rishka Rav had to learn, you know, a tzaddik has to learn. Yes, everyone needs chizik in Bitachin. And after he learned it, he came up with a zug. He says, what's the yisoid? He said that until now, it's not like I needed the spending money. He had his spending money, but why did he feel secure? Because he knew he had a street, he knew he had in the bank, as he felt so secure. And now that the street was taken away from him, even though he still has money to live, but he lost a certain security. As he says, when you learn Chai V'Sal Bavis, you realize that we always have a security because we have Hashem, and Hashem is worth more and can do more and does more than the money in the bank. Because the money in the bank, it comes and goes. But Hashem is always there for us and always will be there for us. It's the exact same security he really has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the theme of this Chovas HaVavis, even though the job is not around Bisman Hazeh, but what we learn from the Chovas HaVavis is very alive and very Negeah. The real Bitach in his life is Hashem, because he's the only one we could really rely on, and who's really reliable, and the only one that really will give us the security in life.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.